For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. It's that time of the week again. Punch Drunk Sports Podcast. Thank you, everybody who's been tuning in. We totally appreciate everything you've done. I'll say it once, say it again. The people who listen to Punch Drunk are the best fans out there. You're supportive. You're loyal. We love you. And we're going down the home stretch of the year, 2016. Join me in studio is one of my BFFs, the one, the only, Jason Tebow.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Punch Drunk Sports. I'm glad to be here. Ari's late.
Nanny's late.
Which is rare for her, but she texted me. She did text me like an hour ago and said, hey, I'm leaving Westwood. I might be a little bit late. So she'll be here. Who will be here first?
Who will be here first?
That's what I said. Who do you think?
I think Fight Nanny.
I'm going to go with that, too. Do you think Ari even shows up today?
Should you text him that money for him?
Already, that would help us. Here's the thing. You handing me, you know, $200, I'm like, damn, this is the best day ever. Ari would probably, you know, throw that in some sort of pile that's bigger than the leaves that I sleep in. $200 does not motivate Ari to do anything these days, is all I'm saying.
$200 is $200 to a Jew, dude. It just is what it is.
That's what I spent on my salad
yesterday. It just is what it is.
That's what I spent on my salad.
Brendan Bilcombe's here in the room, and we got a big fucking matchup. Buffalo versus Raiders coming up.
That's an easy win for you.
I do like Buffalo.
But you do. Let's get through sponsorship, and I want to talk football once Ari's here. But you guys have done a thing which back in the day we used to call
shit talking.
No, not in the least bit. No. They're like what? Remember, like back in like when Notre Dame had like the Rocket, Raheem Ismail, and they had like Jerome Bettis and all those guys, and they were always like top four playing for a national championship. But they played Rutgers, they played Florida State on the road, or they played fucking Northwestern's fucking science team. It came down the wire. They played them. You guys play to people's levels, but you always come through.
Our offense seems to just out nudge their offense. That's just what it is.
Yeah, you guys aren't blowing the doors off of people, but making plays.
Our defense
counts.
Can't stop anyone, which makes me excited that next year we know what to focus on.
But I think that it's starting to gel.
Oh yeah,
because Max had I wouldn't say a bad season because now his name's on everybody's breath, but. I mean, we were saying on this podcast, and you're a diehard Raiders fan, and I'm a big NFL fan overall. We hadn't heard his name in the first six weeks, and where is this guy?
They've been saying that.
And, you know, he's had two great weeks back and forth, and now everyone's
he had,
like
an all-time great game. Like,
yeah, since
one
like,
of everything.
Who was it?
A fumble recovery, interception.
Somebody did it, but it was somebody crazy. Who was it? It was
It was like in the 1950s.
Yeah. But it was somebody super famous. Not like Jim Brown, but there was a lot of crazy shit like that.
Yeah. Back when you played both sides of the ball.
Yeah. All those kind of days. That's why I hate when people compare.
Dude, fucking Jim Brown could fucking play today. I'm like,
I think he could.
Yeah, it'd be another
He's my opinion. My opinion.
It'd be another 800-yard rusher a season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying he would be as dominant, but he could play. He'd embody the play.
And people always do that. And then people go, well, if he had the diet of the diets today and the science of the science today, I'm like, now we're talking about who's going to win, Voltron or Mega Man or some, you know what I mean?
Dude, Mega Man doesn't stand a chance.
No, it's now we're getting into the sports nerd, super nerd zone.
Guys, we got to pay the bills real quick.
Let's do it.
Go to BetDSI for all your bet needs. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get $10 betting need. And now with basketball heating up, NFL going in the playoffs, UFC getting really interesting, and we might not have baseball. No one wants to talk about that, but we might not have baseball. Aaron,
I got what I wanted.
You know, so yeah, wouldn't that be crazy if the lockout happens right after? Anyways, so BetDSI for all your bet needs, and then also tell us about SeatGeek.
Guys, go to SeatGeek. Get the app at your app store. SeatGeek, what it is it is a search engine for any kind of tickets you want to get. Any kind of sporting events you want to go to, any kind of concerts you want to go to, any kind of plays, anything where you can buy tickets anywhere. If they're online for sale, SeatGeek will get them for you at a great price. They rank the tickets in a grade level so you can shop based on your budget. If you go to SeatGeek, get the app, go into the user settings, enter the code, put a promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $20 off your first purchase.
Thank you, Matt. That is great. And then what else do we got?
Guys, go to cavemancoffeeco.com. Put in the code PUNCHDRUNK there. That gets you $15 off.
Great coffee.
And, dude, now's the time for the nitro coffee. I talked to Tate the other day, last night. And like I'm like, dude, those nitro coffees, stock my
That's
stuff.
Some good stuff.
Stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
Perfect size.
Like if you want to beat someone with a stocking.
Exactly. Like if you put three of those in there, that's like, you know, in prison when they used to stick bars of soap in a sock?
Yeah.
That's like how you would really get your beatings.
Well, that's good coffee.
And that's great coffee. And it's also great to make into a weapon, apparently.
Yeah.
So, go to caymancoffeeco.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you 15% off. And what about this, guys? You guys have been bitching at us for, 4 years now about when are you guys going to have shirts? When are you going to be able to buy shirts? Well, now you can. Go to allcomedytshirts.com. That's just the letter T, not T-E-E. Allcomedytshirts.com. And you can get all the Punch Drunk shirts that are for sale now. I think we have 4 up right now, and we have 2 more that are coming. So go there and get them. And we are always taking suggestions of a bunch of you like, hey, make sweatshirts, make whatever. Let us know. If you guys are willing to buy it, we are willing to make it on that site.
And Amazon links on punchdrunk.com. You guys have been doing great. It's getting that Black Friday, that Christmas. Go help us help you help us. And the Patreon, we'll get into that later on. We're going to be doing a special podcast, Steve and I, for you Patreon guys. Go to patreon.com/punchdrunk and we'll sports and we'll get it going. Enough of that. That was, what was that, 3 minutes?
Not
3 minutes?
3 minutes and we even threw a little zinger in there, and Fuckface walked in and sat down.
Fuckface!
We didn't know that she was tardy.
Hi,
Is Ari coming and later than me?
Yes.
Yeah,
we had a bet, and you won.
Yes.
Yeah, you won. We knew, but the bet also has a side bet of, does Ari even know he's on this show?
Did you guys talk to him?
Does he know he's got money waiting for him?
I'll be there. If he doesn't show up, all three of us should split his money, and that'll be her first paycheck from Punch Drunk.
That'd be awesome.
So much to get into. NFL, NBA, boxing, UFC. What do you guys want to dive into? I mean, and then Major League Baseball. There is a lockout in which nobody is talking about. Nobody's talking about it, Aaron. Nobody's talking about your favorite sport of Latin Americans.
Well, it's not a lockout yet.
Well, it's till Thursday, and if they don't get something, there could be a lockout.
I never worry about that shit.
Yeah, it would mean they didn't get anything done by March. Nah, it wouldn't be like they'd announce a lockout tomorrow or Friday.
Is that what you think?
No, that's
yeah. Do you know what they're thinking about locking out about?
The international draft, yeah.
So it's about what they want to add them to the draft so they can draft them. And the Latin players don't want that because they can make more money being signed.
Yeah, it's the advantages to the owners for that.
There's a cap on what you can pay draft picks, but not on what you can pay international
And
it,
the
players.
Notion right. that, and you hear their fight, well, they'll just go play other sports. Really?
No, they won't.
So they're just going to suddenly pick up basketball because there's a ton of 6'1" Latins in the NBA?
What do you think that, who do you side with on that, Aaron?
Who do you side with, Aaron, as a white man?
I mean, it is.
I can see both sides.
Players are coming from pro level pro-level teams, but still, they should have to do some time in the minors.
Why?
If you sign them to millions of dollars, there's no incentive to do that.
Why should they have to do time in the minors?
Because just no pro-level organization outside of the MLB is pro-level to the MLB. Like, it's not equal.
Well, so what? The NBA guy, they draft dudes who play pro. I mean, like, Ricky Rubio and Tony Parker played pro since they were 13 years old. They still came in and got the same pay grade. It's like, do you want
to
play
in
this country where you don't have to worry about anybody kidnapping your grandma while you're playing a game?
Yeah,
you
want
to make a little scratch and get hit on by hot white chicks who fucking buff their snatches? I mean, sure. Do you want that or not? I mean that's what we're talking about.
I know why they want it. I get what the owners are saying, too. I mean,
it's just
for
like,
once, I get what the owners are saying.
I kind of do, too. I'd be like, why do you guys get preferential financial treatment?
Why do I have to pay Puig $40 million just to get him here?
Your argument, the Timberwolves still had to draft him.
Yeah.
They didn't just like, hey, all right, we're fucked. We got the fucking 19th pick.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go $40 million to the greatest Chinese guy that there is and outbid everybody. I'm going to get the 8-foot Yao Ming and outbid everybody.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, hey, man, that's not really fair because it's, you know, I get
it. They want special treatment. I understand because.
Plus, also, the Devil Rays want a chance at a guy like Chapman
before
he comes to the MLB.
Yeah. Now it's all the Yankees and Cubs and Dodgers are like, you know, they're just like doing this around the world.
They broke it down. The teams who've spent the most on foreign players are the smaller market teams because they think that's the best way for them to get talent.
Yeah, it's the only way they can do it. Yeah,
but I think there should be they should have to enter the draft.
I think we should build a giant wall
around what
around Cubs all
Stadium?
These other countries trying to get in here and play our sports and make the wall so big there ain't nobody hitting a homer over that thing.
And therefore you lower their numbers and then you can pay them less.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to get these baseball players to build that wall. That's my campaign. I'm going to get them to build it.
So you agree with them. So there's going to be a...
I kind of see both sides of the argument is what I'm saying.
No, I see.
If I'm the player, of course I'm upset if I'm the player.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to take a fucking pay cut and now I got to go play in your shitty fucking minor league. I got to go to Des Moines, Iowa to go for 2 months to go play for the Dodgers.
They were basically like...
I'll stay in
football
fucking
players in basically college football players going into pros. You're like, okay, you dominated this lower level league. Now you're coming out and we're going to negotiate whatever we want. And these guys were getting $100 million deals before they even played a game. And then you were like, oh, I hope this works out. And then sometimes it did. And then sometimes Jamarcus Russell did, you know?
Ryan Leaf.
And you just ruined the fucking league.
Yeah.
And you ruin your team. Jamarcus Russell destroyed the Raiders.
Yeah.
He should be, his jersey should be retired by the
and a couple KFCs.
His jersey should be retired by the Denver Broncos. He destroyed the Raiders so hard, you know? And it's just like, I just think there should be a system where, like, if you earn it, you get paid.
Never draft a quarterback that looks like he shits a lot. You know what I mean? Remember, who is the guy? I think he might have played for Marshall.
Brian Leftwich?
No, he had a big, fat fucking face. Black guy.
Leftwich.
Brian Leftwich. Yeah. Remember that guy? He looked like he shit a lot.
He was pretty good for a short time.
Yeah, he was one of those. Every now and then, those little run of quarterbacks were like, man, I mean, he had 3 good years, then he just fell off.
Some guys just fall off, man. They get those 3-4 years, and then they're over it.
That's a weird position to fall off from. Leinart was kind of like that.
Leinart was great. I feel like Dennis.
He's a good-looking guy.
Dennis, what's his face, the coach?
Green.
Dennis Green fucked him up.
Yeah, and he got what was coming to him for that.
Oh, and it was also the guy ended up...
See what God did? He got snatched. Don't be fucking with white quarterbacks. God will snatch you. R.I.P. Dennis Green.
What? Who was the coach after Dennis Green, the white guy?
After Dennis Green?
Wizenhunt.
Wow, he fucked him too. Wow. Wizenhunt sucked. Remember, he couldn't develop quarterbacks. They got rid of him in Tennessee. They're like, we saw what you did in Arizona with Matt Leinart. We're not going to let you even think about fucking Mariota. You're out of here after a season. And
it's one
like,
of those
good.
Things where it's like, there is this rotating carousel of, like, shittier coaches that keep kind of getting jobs. You see that Oregon's talking to Kiffin? Ugh, that's a death
Lane
sentence.
Kiffin? I just don't
that's
see
That's a death sentence.
Yeah.
But
can
he just keeps getting work.
That guy? Can you believe they're getting rid of that guy?
He's like one of the Bush kids. He'll always be working around in politics.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, now this guy got this job? Well, we know how you got this job, bro.
I'll say
your
this
Your family
for him,
got you this.
He did open up Alabama's offense. Like, Alabama's old offense.
Brent
like,
Biddlecomb can open up Alabama's offense as a coach. It's like playing with the best team in Madden against a bunch of retarded kids.
But Alabama back in the day was like, wasn't like prolific. Like it, I mean, like it was run the ball,
back
grind
in what
it up.
Day?
Like Saban's earlier years, it wasn't like a high octane one. It was more like a grind it out.
I'm just saying he's got he always gets all of the best toys to play with and always breaks them. You know what I mean? I mean, USC, look at all the jobs he's been given. Him in the NFL was a joke.
Yeah.
And I think Chip Kelly in the NFL is a joke.
Well, I think Chip Kelly will be somewhere very soon.
He's
somewhere else.
Not in the NFL. I feel
I think he's got one more season. They're going to be like, pull the plug.
He burned a house down that he pretty much got paid for. They like, go live in this mansion. And he burns the house down. They're like, get this guy over here. Go throw him in this mansion. And he burns it down. You're like, I don't know what it is with this guy.
Colin Kaepernick had a good game the other day. He actually had a great game.
He's a better quarterback.
He's just like, he had an all-around murder game,
The
dude.
Simple fact that this guy runs that kind of offense where you look at like, Mariota, all the different quarterbacks that he's been had that he recruited or drafted or what have you, these mobile quarterbacks and run all that, and then you go, wow, he's going to San Francisco with Kaepernick. That's perfect. That's a perfect quarterback for this. And then Gabbert wins the job. Who knows how? Who knows how? And they're 1-8. They're 1-8.
Wasn't healthy. He had that off-season surgery.
They're 1-8, and he goes, well, let's try this Kaepernick guy. And everyone's like, man, he had a pretty good game. He's a better quarterback. He's a horrible coach. He's one of those coaches that it's his way or the highway.
Yeah.
That's and he doesn't listen to suggestion.
Yeah.
And he takes the job where he goes, listen, I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to flip this place around. I'm going to do this. We're going to get my kind of football going in here. And some owner that's like, man, well, we've been fucked for 5 years, and you sound like you really know what you're talking about. Here's the keys to the house. Just don't burn it down. All right, just don't look at my past, though. I got problems with the past landlords, but trust me, he was an asshole.
Did this person really burn down two homes?
No, I'm just franchise, football teams.
Not literally.
I mean, I don't know at all, and also Aaron wants to go back to baseball talk.
Okay, Aaron, back to baseball.
I just want to say, this has been baseball
talk. This has been baseball talk.
I'm surprised we got through a baseball segment without someone getting into a fist fight. I told you, Aaron, that's what happens when we talk baseball. Last time we talked baseball,
oh, that's true.
Brody and Tata going at it. He storms off. I go, see, Aaron, that's what happened. That's why we don't talk baseball on this show. You don't talk politics, religion, or baseball.
So funny, dude.
It's that simple. Yeah, I think he sucks as a coach.
Well, have you heard about this thing with Eric Dickerson and the LA Rams?
Yeah, and who is saying that he is banned from the Coliseum? Is it
Jeff Fisher?
Because he was shit-talking the current Rams.
What he is he has a radio show every Monday.
And he's on the CBS one, too.
No, he's on, well, maybe he does that, yeah. But he's on the Fox Sports radio show with the Dean of Sports, who he gave himself his own name. He's like, I didn't give myself that. They gave it to me. Like, no, you start calling yourself the Dean of Sports of LA Sports Talk. Stop. You took, like, Howard Stern's King of All Radio. You start calling you the Dean. Anyways.
Right, exactly.
He has a show, and he calls out the Rams for what it is, man.
You should be the sports whiz, and I'll be, what should I be? You know what I mean? We should have dumb radio.
I try to give Frazier Smith the Shogun of late night talk radio.
You always love catchphrases and
I
nicknames.
Do.
You always want
thing.
Something on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I do. I mean, we need to make more t-shirts.
No, we don't. We do not.
We need to get your t-shirt on.
It's all coming. Trust me. It's all in the works.
So, anyways, he's been calling him out on their offense, and their offense is stagnant. It's not good. They don't move the ball well.
Also, that's his job.
And that's what they hired him to do.
Exactly.
But then they're like, well, we're not comfortable with you. Because there's this rule in the NFL that if you are a Hall of Famer, and there's only 300 of them, If you're a Hall of Famer, you get sideline passes to any game you want, anywhere, anytime in the NFL.
Sure, that makes total sense. Which they probably could get them anyway.
Well, I mean, the point
if they
is
want it in
can.
One, but
as long
yeah.
as you're still able to walk onto the field.
Ah, come on. You don't think they'll little rascal it on the sidelines?
Yeah. They'll wheel out Y.A. Tittle in a fucking shoebox.
You don't think yeah. they'll throw a little rascal on that?
Uh-huh. So how does... Keep going. So you get green light on any kind of game. You just walk in your yellow jacket.
And he says he doesn't really care to go to games, which I get. You know, stand-up comedy. People always want me to go to comedy shows. And I'm like,
totally
I couldn't think of anything worse to do.
You know, if he's like, look, man, I don't know a lot of the guys on the team right now. I don't have any friends over in that organization. Like, I don't want to go around USC at that time of the day. You know, whatever. I get it.
It's like being a dentist. Everyone's, hey, you want to come over here and look at Tom's teeth for a little while? It's like, that's not what you do. I mean, like, I do that for a living. Like, once in a while, I'll go watch my friends if they ask me to come watch. I'll go watch, and, you know, they want some help with their act.
And plus, don't forget, this is a guy in his, you know, probably
50s.
Late 50s. His body's probably banged up. You're like, yeah, let's go walk around 100,000 people and have a million people ask me for my autograph. It's like, hey, Joe Rogan, you want to go walk around the UFC arena? You can get in for free anytime. He goes, all I'm doing is taking pictures with strangers all day.
Yeah.
I want my privacy. Like, I don't want, maybe I'll go to the Super Bowl or something, but I'm not.
So he goes, I would rather jump in a fucking shark tank with a slab of meat tied to my neck than go to a football game.
Now, did he say why? Did he really say that?
Yeah, he did say
that. And did he say, but he didn't make it about the Rams?
No, he goes.
Just the whole overall thing
that
he just described.
Yeah, he's just not in the football.
I understand that. Nothing wrong with that.
Going to a football game. He likes talking about it.
Sure, that's
a
job.
You know? But he doesn't like to go to the games. So I hear him talk. And you know, and I've always thought this about, because the LA Dodgers have fired a guy from the 570. There was a dude who did the afternoon talk. And he suddenly was gone one day. And it's because he was laying into the Dodgers.
Did they have him killed or did they have him fired?
They kicked him out. And he's like doing like digital radio now.
The Braves broadcast team one time criticized the Braves during a game and they made them fly home separately. they still kept their jobs, but they had,
I mean,
they
like,
had to catch
some
planes.
But it's like, like Atlanta's a huge city, but this is L.A. This is like, you know, this is second biggest market. That's not how it's supposed to operate. Anyways, so... So anyways, he gets a call, and he says, at first he goes, somebody from high up in management has told me I'm not wanted at the games. They don't feel comfortable with them. So Jeff Fisher goes out, goes, I don't know what he's talking about. We love to have him there. He's always welcome. And then he's like, dude, Jeff Fisher, you're the guy who called me and told me I couldn't be there. So it's Jeff Fisher. And that just blew up in Jeff Fisher's face.
Fisher called Eric Dickerson personally. And said, hey, man.
We're not comfortable with you being here
because
you're getting
too spouty and kind of pissing us off.
Then Fisher goes on the radio and acts like, oh, I don't even know what happened. What's he talking about? That's crazy.
Now, let me put it to you this way and let me hear what you think about this.
Okay, this should be fun.
Let's say you're Jeff Fisher. Let's look at it from his point of view.
Okay.
Now, let's say I'm the head coach of a team that's, you know, fighting their ass off to be 500. We're in a new city. We got a new quarterback. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of moving parts with the Rams right now. And I hear a bunch of the guys in the locker room that heard Eric Dickerson, and they're fucking going, man, fuck this guy, man. Fuck this town. You know, this town doesn't even have our back. They're saying shit like that, and it's getting a little chippy. And if I'm the head coach of that team, and I got Eric Dickerson's phone number, I'm going to call him.
Yeah, but are you going to ban him?
I'm going to say, I don't know what the conversation was,
he's told us what it was.
But I'm going to say something along the lines of, if it was me, I probably would have been like, listen, man, first of all, I don't like you yapping about us. We're going through a lot of changes right now. We're in a new town. We got a rookie quarterback. We're trying to find our receivers.
Right.
Like, you know, as a Los Angeles Ram alum, probably one of the greatest Los Angeles Rams ever, you know, I'd appreciate, you know, having our back, but I get that's your job. But do me a solid, don't come around this stadium right now because a lot of these guys are fucking mad. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to get control of this situation here.
That's great.
I would
agree with that. Okay.
I would say that if I was him.
So now the press goes to you, hey, and you're still Jeff Fisher.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Jeff Fisher,
Hang on, I'm fucking my wife.
Okay.
Give me a minute.
Why are you fucking your wife? Press conference.
When am I going to get to fuck Jeff Fish's wife? Okay, hang on.
Okay. Yeah. All right, are you done?
Hang on.
Fucking your wife?
Hang on. All right, she's waking up. I got to get out of here. Okay, go, okay, I'm back.
So you're done fucking your wife.
She knows what's coming next.
Hey, Jeff Fisher, thanks for boning your wife in front of us. Your scoring ability in this is amazing, way better than your football scoring. Real quick.
Hang on, the paper boy's sucking my
dick. Stop. Here we go. Eric Dixon on the radio today said he got a call from high up that somebody from the Rams organization said that he's not wanted and he's not going to be allowed on the sideline. Thoughts?
First of all, I am just glad that this is not about a certain paper boy who's making up a bunch of lies in this town. Second of all, we had a private conversation about some things that he publicly said about
that's
my
how
organization.
It should have been. Yep, that's
about
how
my organization, and that is a private conversation between he and I. I have no personal problems with him. I respect him as a player, and I respect him as an analyst. But he said some things that I didn't appreciate, and I'm going to stand up for my guys. And now you got control of the situation.
Yeah,
Jeff
and
Fisher will
that.
Not. I'm not going to say who said it, but I work on Sundays at the thing, and the host of the show, who,
even I know what that means.
Who's connected with that team? You know, we're watching the games, and he goes, "Who will be the coach of the Rams in December?" Dude, I don't think he makes it through the season.
I don't either, especially after this debacle, and then the Rams high up, like the GMs. Fucking laid in the Fisher publicly, dude.
I think he's a decent guy. You watch the Hard Knocks. He seems like a good guy.
I don't think he's
his
a bad dude.
His wife needs a hose down, and that paper boy's got a big mouth. But he seems like a decent guy. He really genuinely, all jokes aside, he genuinely does. But it's not working, man. And the Rams, none of their receivers scare me.
Yeah.
Goff had a decent game.
Goff is good. I still think Goff is good. I still think...
Well, he's only played eight quarters. We've only seen this guy play eight quarters.
Like, look at
but
guys
he looks like he's not in
after
trouble.
Him. No, I think he can throw the ball. I think he gave him a...
I don't think that was the issue. I think the issue with him was here's a gigantic playbook, and he's never dealt with a playbook.
That's fine. But, he should have been
put
in
earlier. He went from elementary school to college without junior high and high school. As far as the, you know, how you have to learn and prepare and all this, he's got all the tools and he's a smart kid. He's just never, ever had to fucking memorize 70 poems and say them in front of 70,000 people to a bunch of fucking 300 pounders really quick.
I get
and
it.
And mean it.
Well, I you still know? Think he's going to be good. And
I do too.
I
100% believe he's going to be good.
He's going to be where I think he's going to be like an Aaron Rodgers type. That's my opinion. I see that's how his game's going to translate. You get him a fucking – you get him a wide receiver, a great wide receiver. I don't know how many – if they have any fucking picks in the next draft because you went for this guy. I don't know.
No. I think they're all right.
I know. They gave up like six picks.
No, but I mean they're not like – it's they don't have like three picks. Look up 2017 NFL draft Rams, how many picks they have.
Where'd you just come from, running?
No, I worked at 5 at the gym I was at.
5 in the morning?
Yeah. My regular shift is 5 to 8:30, but I had to stay till 11 today, and I'm trying so hard to stay
awake. Oh, you work at a gym now?
I have for...
I know.
Gym.
February will be 2 years.
What gym?
It's called Pure Bar. It's in Santa Monica.
Here come the stalkers. Let me see. I'm texting Ari. See what's up.
What was I doing? 2007 NFL draft for Rams.
Rams. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Rams draft picks or whatever. It'll pop up. We're just wondering
Aaron
how many picks they have.
Do I look like I was running? Do I look sweaty?
No, you look great. You look great.
You're just panting a lot. Aaron, did you have something important to say?
No, I was just going to say 2017 Rams picks, not 2007.
What am I... Am I looking at this thing?
What year is that, first of all?
It's 2017.
All right. It's our stat person, everybody. Fighting Annie. First
you guys have been up since like 4.
First thing she's looked up in 6 months.
And I don't normally work Tuesdays.
This is so boring.
They don't think it's boring.
Talk about the
first round pick.
What's that?
They don't have a first round pick.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you can get a good receiver at 2-3. Why is that three conditional? Yeah.
Do the Bills make the playoffs?
Nah, I don't think so.
Damn. They're decent, man. Does Rex Ryan get another year?
No.
So it's just going to start over again. I love your quarterback.
You secretly.
Dude. I think he's way better than people give him credit for. He puts up numbers. That offense scores.
He doesn't turn over the ball.
Don't pay attention to the guy behind the curtain.
I don't think.
You don't think he's good?
Who, Rex?
No, the quarterback. Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod Taylor, he doesn't strike fear in my heart if I'm a defensive coordinator. I know he only can make three throws and he's going to run a lot. You know what I mean? You don't think he can make three throws?
He can throw
that's
the ball.
That's one of his throws that he can make.
What are the other two? Short pass, medium pass?
No. I mean, a lot of swing passes, a lot of dumb passes to McCoy, maybe a skinny post, and that's it. He's not looking at five different receivers.
He doesn't have five different receivers.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, he got Sammy Watkins back.
Yeah, he had like three catches for 80 yards
Is
something
that
like that.
Is that a bust yet? Have we considered Sammy Watkins a bust yet?
I don't think he's a bust. I think he's one of those guys that's like you always wish could. He's not at this caliber level, but as a receiver, he's a Derrick Rose. He's a Blake Griffin. He's one of these guys. Damn it, he's hurt again. Fuck, man. He finally had three good games in a row. Now he's out another month. You know, he's Cormier. Every time you think you guy's going about to perform, you're like, oh, of course he broke his clavicle. Making a turkey. Half of your injuries, you're not even doing what you're supposed to do. Who falls down a flight of stairs? You're an elite athlete. I'm a 45-year-old klutz, and I haven't fallen down a flight. I'm a 45-year-old alcoholic klutz, and I haven't fallen down a flight of stairs in 30 years. This guy's fucking falling off.
It's amazing how they threw me behind that. Oh, yeah. I
fell off the back of my deck.
Hurt my hand getting a massage, you know? It's like, do we believe any of that?
I never do. You know it's something
it's
stupid.
It's some weird shit like fisting some stripper or it's something like that.
Yeah, it's always
stripper
something
moved too bad,
doing.
Just cranked the fucking wrist or some shit.
Yeah, it's like when your seven-year-old walks in with some weird fucking injury. You're like, what happened to you? It's funny you should ask. Well, first of all, I wasn't running in the hallway. Let's start with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like no one believes any of their fucking bullshit stories.
It's totally true, dude.
What about Cormier popping out again? Anybody shocked about that?
You want to get into that?
I mean.
There's so much going on with the UFC right now. It's so interesting, man.
What's interesting?
Well, first of all, yeah. They just stripped Conor.
That was really funny. That's just to make that card happen, and it still sucks.
Yeah,
to make the card interesting.
I do like Pettis versus.
But are you going to buy that UFC for that fight?
No. I wouldn't.
Exactly.
No.
I like Pettis too.
What's his name?
Is it Max Holloway?
When is that?
Here's what I don't understand.
This Saturday or next? Is it the 10th?
This for Saturday, Mighty Mouse is fighting.
This fight.
Oh, you love
it's
him.
It's free, though. Yeah.
This fight. That fight, and we'll get into the Mighty Mouse fight. This fight is for the interim
because now Jose Aldo has the belt again.
So why do they need an interim one? Because they don't know when Aldo's going to come back.
Because this is all just stupid. It's all fake.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
People want to buy the fight. It's really ridiculous.
It's dumb.
And we'll get into it. It's like there's no need for an interim belt. This should be who gets the fight? Aldo.
Yeah. Well, I guess so. Then after that, it'll be two people with a belt fighting for the belt.
It's dumb. I mean, like, dude, you get an interim belt when the one guy can't fight.
I don't understand.
And he's gonna be out for a while.
And I guess that's what you're saying, and perhaps you are too. I don't understand what an interim belt even really is.
Well, I mean, before
it
was.
Doesn't matter anymore, yeah.
Before it was, the champion cannot defend this belt in a reasonable amount of time. We are going to. We don't want to strip him because it's like an injury. Like when it's an injury or something happened, he's not allowed to fight.
I get that.
That doesn't involve a hit and run and a woman fucking.
Or you're suspended for a year
right.
For drugs like you or PEDs or whatever.
That's why there is no reason for this to be an interim.
No, it makes no sense. And this is
so essentially
what
saying,
I'm really nervous about right now is this new management company owning the UFC, turning the UFC really into Hollywood, like yeah. really Hollywood shit. Like the people get like this, the Dominic Cruz versus that good looking kid that's fighting
Cody Garbrandt.
What's Cody?
Yeah,
like Cody's good, but there's still a couple people he should have fought before he got this fight. Yeah. But is he getting elevated because he's a good looking guy? Like, I mean, are we gonna start seeing like? I don't want to say names because I don't want to offend, but like these boy band comics who get everything going because they're pretty boys, you know? Are we going to start seeing that with MMA where these just good-looking guys who get the opportunity over fucking ugly dudes who can fight?
Like what they did to Sage Northcutt and he sucks?
Well, we're happy Sage Northcutt's going to get his ass kicked by our homeboy.
Right.
Yep. You know, I played Mickey Gall in fantasy football the other day and I thought about, maybe I'll just bench my entire team because I just can't see. If me and him make it to the Super Bowl, and I think we're both in first place in our divisions in Punch Drunk, if we make it to the Super Bowl, I think I'm going to agree that he should agree. We both should just bench everybody and just hug.
Why?
Why?
I don't think he could ever see himself beating me, and I could never see myself beating him.
What do you do? Like,
just because we just have a friendship.
You write this in your diary?
We have a friendship that...
Why do I have a feeling you have a diary and a onesie pajamas?
I have a diary.
A diary and a footsies and you just write this down?
By a fireplace?
Yeah.
But I look up a lot when I write, like before.
Yeah, you do that.
That's how you used to write suicide notes.
I like that.
Which I'll be at Suicide Notes all next week.
Real?
Reading my...
I was waiting for Ari.
I was waiting for Ari, too, but he hasn't texted me.
Dates out of the gates. Where are you going to be?
Hang on. Let me...
Can I do mine real quick?
Of course you can.
Tonight, I'm at the Rontators live
with Brendan Schaub.
Okay. Brendan Schaub, Bert Kreischer in the main room.
Really? It's in the main room?
No, it's in the it's in the belly room.
Yeah.
And it's a crazy night.
It's a really good lineup.
It's a crazy lineup in all three rooms.
Is it?
To the comedy store. And then you got my show.
Oh, it's
then
Tuesday.
You have.
I thought they did the roast battle. Is that after you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you got David Spade and friends in the main room.
Oh,
and
it's
I'm really crazy there tonight. What?
It's going to be crazy there tonight.
And then the OR's jumping.
Jumping?
I'm going to be a little nervous that we're going to lose a lot of our people to the main room show.
It's just, really? Oh, yeah. It's a good lineup.
They have us 2 years. Last month, we had no show. We had actually people go, I'm coming. And
didn't
I think
the rant, how do you say it? Rantators?
The Rantators.
Didn't it sell out last time?
No, the last one was weird, but the one before that was sell out. And then this weekend, I am at the Comedy Bar in Chicago, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Come out, rock out. I'm so excited to be back in Chicago. I haven't been there in many moons, so I'm back for the first time in a while. You guys prepare to get rocked.
Perfect time of the year to go, too. Right before winter comes karate chopping its way down the street.
Get in, get out.
Yeah, yeah. That's perfect. That's a cool area, too. Where you, well, yeah, I'm safe. Give out your address of where you're going to be staying and sleeping. Would you find a place yet?
Yeah, I had a couple comics offer me.
Oh, okay. Do you know what part of town you're staying at?
No, I don't really care.
I could have gotten you beat off by a paper boy. I'm sorry.
And we're going to do the last naughty show in Las Vegas. It's the second week, December. It's the last one we're going to do.
Last one you're ever going to do?
Yeah. We're going to pull the plug on it.
Why so? Just because it's hard to promote there and they're not
Decided it's time to focus on. I thought I wanted to be out there all the time.
And it got to be tough to do that all the time.
It's got to be hard, and it's just a whole bunch of stuff. But the last one is the second week in December. I might go out there again, another place, another time.
You should go blow the doors off of that last one. Have like 100 comics in 100 days.
Okay.
What?
$5 cover.
I like it.
You can at least stay there for 100 days. Just sit there, and it's comic after comic after comic after comic.
Yeah.
Then it's not ending the second week of December, though.
That's how it's called, the old comedy filibuster. That's how you just like, and then like, fine. Do whatever you want.
I respect that.
I think I'm at the Ice House this Friday. It was one of those Red Band kind of like, I think you look like you were writing my name down. He's like, you want to do Ice House Friday? I was like, yeah. And then he laughed. And then he looked like, so, but I believe I'll be at the Ice House this Friday. I'll tweet about it. I got a job as a Foley artist for gay porn. That's great. It's just sound effects, and it's mostly farting noises, which is perfect for me because you've seen my act.
Gay porn, like farting.
You've seen my act. How couldn't it be?
Yeah.
How couldn't it be?
I mean, there's guys and the girls farting.
I got it.
All fart porn or just gay fart porn?
Girls don't fart.
Fart porn?
Girls don't fart?
No.
There's fart porn?
Yeah, of course.
Of course there is.
There's elbow porn. There's guys who jerk off the elbows. There's like lazy eye porn where you just fuck chicks with lazy eyes.
There's a whole website called Cake Farts. Just
cake
farting on cakes.
Just farting on cakes?
Farting on cakes.
Girls?
And like, hold on. And you just try to blow out the candle?
Yeah.
I can respect that. To be honest with you, that's not an Olympic sport, to be honest with you. I'm surprised we haven't just...
Is that the kind of porn you watch, Aaron?
No. I know it from your mom's house.
Oh! Okay.
Fine. All things comedy podcast.
Of course. I love them. I got a couple more gigs, and then I got a story for you from I heard at the Comedy Store last night.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'll be at the Cluck Hut in Mavis, Oregon, selling fake IDs all of December. And then I'm at He's Stupid in Atlanta, Georgia, on Martin Luther King Boulevard, headlining. And Saturday I'll be at my buddy Dave's house. So that's it, guys. So get this. Last week, and I talked about it on the show, I don't know if it was because I know you were in and out, so I don't know if you remember hearing it or not. I'm positive you didn't listen to last week's episode. A schizophrenic surfer at the Comedy Store, one of his testicles has swollen to 8 times the size of a normal testicle. Bigger than Ari's retarded fucking moon ball.
Oh, no!
So one's real big and one's real normal.
No!
So he's got to go get it drained.
Yes. What? Whose job is it to drain?
Shout
out to the poor Filipino woman who's got to fucking drain that sack.
Wait,
not the good way either.
Wait till you hear the way this goes.
Oh, God.
So that all just goes down. He gets his ball out. Everyone gets to see it. He's singing Purple Rain while Avery's playing Purple Rain on the piano. They change the lights all purple. It's really funny in the OR. While me and Dave Taylor and Youssef and Earl and everyone's just sending zingers around town. So cut to a week later, I see him again on Monday because Monday's one of the only nights I'm there unless I get a spot. And I go, oh, shit. Whatever happened with your boy's ball, bro? To Don Barris. You gotta hear what happened. It's pretty amazing, pal. Turns out, he goes, has to get this, like, I think a sonogram, where they, like, put the gel on it, like, and then look, so you can investigate, like, oh, make sure it's not a fucking, you know, he doesn't have a fucking monkey wrench in there, or alien pods, or a fucking
tumor
cobra
cancer.
Nest, or something, yeah. So they're doing this, so they gotta, like, rub this kind of, like, gel on his balls, and do this whole ultrasound thing. Takes 20 minutes. Schizophrenic surfer came 3 times.
From that?
Yeah!
You guys.
And when I say that he was on stage and all of us had 10,000 questions last night, it went on to like 2:30 in the morning.
So did it drain the ball?
No, they gave him some sort of medication to sort of bring it down, I guess, or whatever.
Was it a woman doing it?
25-year-old Asian that didn't have an accent.
Woman?
Yes.
Oh, she has to be like,
so is that
the
first time his penis has been touched in any way in years?
No, but he's like 55-year-old homeless guy.
Oh, he's older than that.
Good
heat. He's older. Because that makes sense if he's... I mean, it makes sense either way.
So imagine the first time you're like, okay, this happens. This happens.
His mother is very...
His mother's alive.
Famous, in a way. I don't want to say who she is because then I don't want anybody to mess with her, but...
She's alive.
She's very up in USC, at USC.
His
as
far mom?
As, like, professor types or whatever you would want to
she's
say.
She's not retired?
I believe she's retired
now. She's got to be, like, 90.
No, she's probably in her late 70s, early 80s. But, retired now. But I'm saying her whole long, lengthy career was... You would be like, wow, that's his mom? It's pretty crazy. But yeah, so this guy comes 3 times from, I mean, I don't even think she would have any reason to touch his dick.
No.
That's incredible for him to be able to fire off 3 cannonballs with pretty
much.
Well,
she has to rub
His balls only.
Sauce on it.
On his balls.
He clearly gets off from ball play.
I mean, dude, he clearly gets off by a 20-year-old girl touching his dick.
Well, what I'm saying is what you're saying, Candace, is that what, how long do you go without coming or anybody fucking touching your dick or sucking your dick or fucking you or anything before, if you just touch my balls, I'm going to come.
Right.
You know what I mean? Before you're like, I get it.
I
like,
feel
you're
like
in
one
jail.
Was like instant too. Like, and then he's like,
I feel
all right,
if you're a grown ass man and you go more than a year without getting laid and you get laid, you're going to come very quickly.
More than a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be rough.
I'm just saying a minimum of a year.
Yeah, we don't know how luxurious we have it here by being in Los Angeles with, I'm not saying everybody is more attractive here. I am, I guess, indirectly saying that. But what I mean is, it's like being in college. Remember when you were in college? There's just thousands of people your age around you all the time. LA's a little bit like that. You know, when you go back to Cortland or I go back to Indiana, we go back
home. Everybody's done.
Dude, there's nothing to do after 9 p.m. anywhere. You know what I mean? Here, it's like you don't even go out till 10, 10:30, and wherever you go, there's just tons of people. So
I feel like
slump busters are more common out here than they would be.
Well, I think when I lived in Vegas, I used to do slump busters all the time. And
how can you call it a slump buster when you're getting laid all the time? What you were doing was fucking ugly people for just sport.
No, but if I went 2 weeks without getting laid, I was like, oh, dude, I'm on a bad run. And I would just
that's not a
find
slump
a pig
buster.
And
that's
crush it.
Sex addict. That's not called slump buster.
No, I have a crippling sex addiction.
Really? I'm not even going to say that's breaking news. No shit. We spend 40 minutes an episode talking about your sex addiction for 5 years. I don't think that's a real fucking reveal right there, bro.
I'm not perfect.
If that was the end of the book, I'd be like, that was the big surprise? Oh, I can't. No shit. You said that on page one.
Can I get we'll get back to UFC. I want to get back to UFC. I want to really talk about I had a rare weekend that I didn't book any spots. And I purposely was like, okay, I don't want to do comedy.
Yeah, you want to take the weekend off?
I had a month. And it's, I don't remember
I haven't done stand-up in, I've done stand-up once in 3 weeks.
I've never done that.
But I've been editing this album like a lot.
No, I totally respect that. But I was like, I've never been okay with that. With not having spots to do stand-up.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, man? I'm just going to not do any. I'm actually going, not even not going to perform. I'm not going to leave my house.
Oh, I love that.
That sounds like my dream. Just a weekend to do nothing.
I have to force, like at gunpoint.
Yeah.
I like,
no,
don't,
me too.
You leave the house, you're going to get it. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. I'm going to stay.
Did you do it over the rain? Because that would be perfect.
Oh, sounds so fun.
When it was raining?
Whatever this weekend was, if it was raining, it was raining.
It did rain this weekend.
It was pouring down rain.
I didn't leave at all.
Yeah, it rained Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, that's perfect then. It even makes it even better because that kept you in.
And I went deep, deep into Netflix.
I thought you were going to say porn. Speaking of sex addiction, that's what reminded you.
No, no, no.
How deep in Netflix? I beat Netflix already.
So fun. Yeah, you beat it a few months ago.
I've never been able to do that. I beat
it.
I want to. I want to watch everything.
But I don't have it. You know, I just have like...
Netflix,
HBO Go, Netflix, Hulu. I don't have like a regular. I don't have like live TV or anything. So that's all I watch.
But Hulu has everything that's on cable, so you already have everything.
I'll see it a little bit later. You know what I mean? Like if there's shows that I'll be binge watch or something like that. I'm like, oh, the new one's out of that. I gotta go watch. You know, Walking Dead. That's up because it's always like the day later.
Right.
But yeah, it's great. I've already beat Netflix.
So you've always said watch Stranger Things. I'm going to love Stranger Things.
You haven't watched it?
Stranger Things was good.
I just banged it all out.
Oh, isn't it
one
good?
Weekend.
Did you like it?
I did that in one weekend, too, when I did
it. It was
that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But it was so good that you didn't even realize they literally said, let's take E.T.,
yep.
Lost Boys,
yep.
and throw aliens in there. And yep. we got our TV show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was so good. There were.
I
just...
was saying, it's a. It was a... Stephen King movie if Spielberg directed it.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
It was great.
But 80s.
Oh,
and for people our age, it's throwback because those are the kind of movies we were watching when we were 12, 13.
There was some plot, the way they told the story, you're like, that makes no sense. And you didn't care because it was so good. Like, after she gets sucked into the fucking vortex, she comes out and they just go home and spoon? I mean, you wouldn't run to somebody and be like...
Well, also, and this is no spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, so you don't have to worry about that. When that main character named Eleven dies at the very end,
Jesus,
you're kind of like, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
What is wrong with you?
Wrong with you?
Yeah!
Why would you do that?
Fuck you, Netflix! I beat you already! Get some new shit out there. I'm going to spoil one show a week. The main character, Eleven, dies at the very end.
Don't!
But I think there's something else going to happen after that. Like, maybe there's more of them. Why is her name 11? There could be 12 of them. There could be less than 12.
What about the waffles and the box?
Stop! Stop!
Spoiler alert!
Stop! Look at you! Look at what you did to Aaron. Look how pissed
Aaron.
He is.
Well, he's Aaron's a guy that hates spoiler alerts. This guy.
This guy, stop!
We gotta get him laid. Let's get this guy laid. I don't know what his story is with women.
No, how's he supposed to make love to Netflix now to his wife?
Well, I think they got a divorce.
You ruined everything.
Aaron, sit there awkwardly if you got a divorce. Yep, look at him, guys. So you liked it. You liked it. What else did you watch?
That was it.
Oh, that's not getting deep into Netflix.
One weekend you watched six episodes.
I got deep into Netflix. Boardwalk Empire, season one, episode 4.
I know.
Don't tell me about 5.
I know. I felt that's the most I could do.
That's a lot. But that's not going deep into Netflix.
That's 4.
I watched Saved by the Bells, the junior college years. You guys didn't even know they made that one.
I think Sam's just afraid to admit he watched the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. No, I haven't watched
it. I heard it was my sister who loves the Gilmore Girls.
I had to watch it.
Yeah. Of course you did. Of course you did. Yeah,
you like
yeah.
it? You didn't like it?
I heard yeah. it was cheeky.
Wait, it's new? Is... There's a new season?
4 yeah, episodes.
Yeah. yeah. Oh,
and there's a big spoiler alert at the end.
That. Yeah, there's a big spoiler.
Big spoiler alert at the end.
They all die?
No, Rory's pregnant. She's pregnant in the last sentence of the last episode. It's all they're talking about on Facebook.
Shut up!
How old is Rory these days? In her 30s?
She's like 47.
Okay, she's Janet Jackson joining Islam, getting pregnant. That's how it goes.
No, but that really is true. The last sentence
Why?
Of being pregnant. So they're gonna probably have another one because everyone's gonna want to know that. Secondly,
how do you know that if you didn't watch it?
Can I also get into my? I want to rant about this tomorrow, but I watched Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Great.
And
that's getting deeper into Netflix.
Yeah,
I watched
some Black Mirror too. I didn't tell.
Did you watch all what? Here's the thing. When we go, how deep you get in Netflix, and you go, well, I watch this, and we go, what else? That's it. That's all I watch. That's all I really had time for.
And
we go, okay, and then you go, and Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Did you watch all of Black Mirror?
No, just a couple episodes.
Okay.
Of which ones did you see?
First season.
First season's better than the second. Does
well, I'm
going to
be honest with you. It frustrates me so much.
The pig fucking that season?
Well, I got frustrated with pig fucking because it's like... We live in this political correct world of comedy where we can't say anything bad. And this fucking show, which is loved by everybody, opens up with pig fucking.
It's because it's not American.
Yeah.
It's not even that. It's just it's a drama.
No, the rest of the world is fine at being sarcastic or making jokes or saying things that they don't mean.
I just hate that the progressives have so much fine print to their fucking political correctness. That there's so, like, here's the rule, but here's where the rule doesn't apply, and it's just like this tiny little print that goes on. If I open my set tonight with pig fucking material, the room would just stare at me. It's just like, it sucks. I just feel like stand-up comedy is going so backwards now. It's just going backwards. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But it's just, I see what's on Tv. It's just backwards, man.
I mean, if that's
Doug
your gauge.
Stanhope or even Ari Shaffir, there's just fucking nothing but boy band bullshit.
If your gauge is what's on TV being what stand-up is, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think they have the balls to put what... But if you go to the fucking Improv Lab or go to the fucking Belly Room or go to the Original Room or go to the Melrose Improv or go to any of these other clubs, you'll see what stand-up really is. You'll get to see people like Brian Holtzman. You'll get to see people that are fucking taking risks. But they have to know. I'll never be on... no one's ever going to give me a real shot at television.
Dude,
they don't want to do what I'm doing.
Can I tell you what's going on in my comedy career? I'm literally doing sets where people come up to me and go, that's the greatest set I've ever seen in my life. Walk away. Somebody walks up to me and goes, that's the worst shit I've ever seen in my life. I've literally had that last fucking three sets I've seen in my life. It's unbelievable.
Last two times I did stand-up, I got served papers. How do they know where I'm going to be?
Is that true?
No.
That happened to Tara Patrick at a naughty show.
Really?
I do remember that. I remember that.
Every time I get Tara Patrick or Doug Stanhope liking my stuff on Twitter, I know I'm doing something good with my life.
I have to pee, and I'm not going to go in a cup. So
can
I'll
we
be
watch?
Back.
Can we watch?
I'm not going to bring my phone. So
hey,
no.
What about
you won't Skype that shit?
I'm not going to record.
Where? Ah, man, I had a cup. She could have totally peed in.
So we're assuming that Ari's just has blown this off.
Oh, let me see. I texted him, but I always forget to check my phone.
Oh, I'm editing.
Oh,
I'm fucking editing. What?
He retweeted it.
No. He doesn't even have the decency to say no to me. Naw, N-A-W, still editing. No punctuation. Only a period after naw. Hey, I go, hey, are you coming at 12:34? And at 12:55, naw, period, still editing. Well, it's for the best. I wish him best editing that.
So let me ask
him. I wish we could have got him in here because now this is his last chance to be in here during the thing.
Brenton, will you come here? I want to ask you guys a serious question. I want to get you guys' feedback.
If this involves killing somebody, I'm in.
It's about my CD, right? I'm going to put my CD out on Comedy Dynamics just because they do a lot of press and all this shit. But when you give them your CD, they own the rights to it. They own it, and they can do anything they want with it and put it everywhere, and it doesn't matter, okay? I want to do a double album. But I also don't know if I want them to own my double album. I could put out a separate album on my own in June, me bombing at the Sacramento Punchline. So I'm asking you guys, and Aaron, you as well, do you think I should put out my double album the way I want to in January? Or should I put out one album with Comedy Dynamics, put it out? It's a great album. It's me murdering for an hour. It's actually an hour and 15 minutes, the CD. It should have only been 50. I made it 20 minutes longer. So I do like this dirty puppet thing that people love, and I'm going to put out. Should I separate them or put them all out once? Because they own it, and their process of paying you out is it's. I'm very thankful they want to put out my CD. It's different than putting it out yourself. Thoughts?
I mean, unless they have a really big reach, like if they're like, hey man, this is going to be in, you know, millions and millions of people are going to, you know, it sounds like I would do it yourself.
Just do separate them, send out one CD with them. Because this is my attempt
do you
at.
Why do you have to do a CD with them? Why don't you just release a
double
album?
Because they're doing
yourself?
All the hours. And I just want to be in that mix.
Oh, then do one with them and one on your own.
You think that?
Yeah.
Break it up?
Why give them everything when they just want to do an hour?
Okay.
If your only goal is to get an hour in there with everybody else, yeah, then give them an hour instead of giving them two. You're giving them double ownership for the same amount of money.
Yep.
You know?
All right.
What do you think?
I think it's a lot less work on your end if you have them do the double album and they would be able to reach more people. And if your goal is just to get new fans that know who you are, comedy, there's way too many comedians and too many specials, and anyone can go and record 45 minutes now and put it out. So you're just going to be, you know, under thousands of people if you do it yourself that are also trying to put out their own thing. But if you go through somebody that has a name and is a recognized brand, it might be easier to get it out, get the word spread. They'll promote it for
you. So do you think I should do separate albums or one big double album?
I think either one is going to be good. Just doing one with them would be good because it'll get your name out there. But if you don't want to do any work, just do the double album. And they'll get everything taken care of for you.
The double work isn't hard. I think I'm just going to do one album with them.
Yeah.
And it's a killer album. I fucking murder.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll do the bombing album. I want to do it for like a cheap $5 album of me doing the same set bombing. I just want to put out me just eating it.
But it's the exact same material?
No, like 5 minutes in, I just realized this crowd sucks.
Uh-huh.
And there's a couple jokes that are the same. It's an hour. There's a couple jokes that are the same, but for the most part, it's just me doing crowd work, laying into these people.
Well, if that's what the second album is, I would put them together. Because now you're doing This Is Me Killing, This Is Me Bombing. Why would you do that separately? Because if you just put out an album where it's like, This Is Me Bombing, you know.
All right. All right.
That's going to be a harder sell than if you put them together.
Thoughts to think about. I got to get this thing out soon, though.
Because it's interesting if you have them both together.
All right. I'll think about it. Okay. You both make good points. Shall we get back to the UFC?
What about it?
Let's get into Cormier. He's hurt again.
He is who we thought he was.
And now Anthony Johnson is not going to... What?
He said he is who he thought he was. I said R.I.P. Dennis Green.
Yep.
That's his phrase.
Remember?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Dennis Green's famous meltdown?
Oh, we thought he... We...
They are who we thought they were.
They are who we thought they were.
That's what I just said.
We let them off the hook.
Okay.
We had them, and then we let them off the hook. It's one of the best meltdowns ever.
What are your top five meltdowns?
That's a great one.
How about the Oklahoma State guy? I'm a man. I'm 40.
I don't know if that's up in the top five. That was a good one. Talking about practice?
That's a great one.
Talking about practice.
Playoffs.
Playoffs
was a great meltdown too. That's a great meltdown. Playoffs? He's so genuinely mad at the press. And they're all NFL coaches where it's dumb questions. Coach, what happened today? What the hell you think happened today? We had him, and then we let him off the hook. The Bears are who we thought they were. And we let him off the goddamn hook. It's such a great... Dennis Green was such a... I know we joked about him earlier, but man, he really seemed like a great coach and a great guy. And that was a surprise death, but that was one of the fucking best meltdowns. And then, yeah, Mora's playoff meltdown. They're like, Coach, what are your thoughts about the playoffs? Playoffs? He just is flabbergasted that somebody would ask that question. Who was it that they go, what do you think... God, I'll think of it. Who's the coach that they go, Tampa's coach, when he goes, what do you think about your player's execution today? And he goes, I'm all in favor of it.
Nick Saban is a good one.
That was the Tampa's coach. Who was the USC's kid? The greatest coach from USC. What's his name? The legendary coach.
Is this supposed to be something I'm Googling?
No. But anyways, yeah, that was always a classic. What else is a good meltdown? Yeah, the playoffs is a
Nick
good...
Nick Saban just had a good one. They were asking him, is it okay to lose this game? And he's just like, no, it's not okay to lose this game. Why would you... It's never okay to lose this game.
I would get... If I... Some of these players and coaches, they are great at dealing with these... the press. And they have to come out there, and they have to stand, and they have to listen to the dumbest questions a lot of times.
Well, it's almost like... Poke the bear. It's like, let's poke the bear.
I was just going to say, poke the bear. And by the way, speaking of poking the bear.
Okay.
Once again, I would like to emphasize what a bunch of shitwads Laker fans are. You see him shitting on fucking Dwight Howard?
No.
He's coming through the tunnel after a loss. You know he's upset. And all these goddamn fucking stupid poser, not even real fan Laker fans, have their phones out like a bunch of pussies, and they're saying shitty things to him. Hey, you're a bitch. Hey, you suck. Hey, and he's upset. And he turns to him and he goes, come down here and say that to me. And what happens? Nobody has class and goes, hey, man, dude, have some respect for this guy. He just entertained us. You paid to watch him play. Be a fucking man. No. Oh, you suck, you faggot. Oh, fuck you. They're all fucking shitting on him. And that's the class that Laker fans have. All of you are shitty people. Have some respect. I mean, Sam and I went to the Clipper game. You know what we did? We heckled the guy while he was shooting free throws and said, yeah, you're going to be hard to trade. You're untradeable. You know what? And if they walked by us, we would have shook their motherfucking hands and be like, thanks for entertaining us, man. You're a good sport.
We were taking pictures of Russian hookers the whole time.
That being said, I really did not notice. I don't know who won that game. You are right. And I was yelling
so
J.J. Redick.
Russian hookers at that game.
And I was yelling MVP for J.J. Redick. And I was...
This guy's talking about slurping J.J.'s dick around black people. You know how black people...
You were saying that there.
Out loud.
I was saying romantic things to my bro, J.J.
You've always been overboard with him. That's your number one crush.
Yeah, the guy can shoot a three. You know what would be great if J.J. Redick took, you know, he always does that, took his three.
You J.J. Redick in fart cake porn?
No, this is even better. I want him to take that three signal he always does, put it in my ass, and then do that 12-gauge thing that they always do while his hands just completely disappeared into my fucking turd cannon.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
And I mean that in a romantic way, J.J., not in a gay way, bro. Don't make this out to be something weird. It's just a couple bros hanging out. Fisting each other, trading jerseys.
Oh, God, it's just rude, dude. It's just fucking rude. Oh, so funny.
So you guys did talk to Ari, and he said he was coming, and he just ditched the stream down.
Say that
they
again.
Didn't want you to
he
spoil
said, nah.
Nah.
Today or when last
he become
night?
Caged.
No, right now at 12:55.
No, but I know, but did you talk to him yesterday, or you just assumed he was coming?
No, I talked to him a couple times over the weekend.
Can weekend so long ago for Ari.
Well, I know, but I mean, we...
You got to talk to him like midnight on Monday.
Dude, I saw some filthy
garbage the day we were texting
at the comedy store just hitting on Ari the whole time. It's amazing how having a TV show, how your fucking
who
was dick
hitting
value...
On
this fucking genetic garbage was hitting on
garbage,
her.
Like,
and he's like, she's like, I made you my man crush Monday. I'm like, ugh, you're just such a
Is it that little Muppet?
I don't know. Muppet. She's a brunette.
But is she a special person?
No, like retarded.
There's a special lady hanging out at the store.
You know that little, like, Muppet lady? She's kind of an, what's the word? Annoying as fuck?
Oh, you think the little, the weird girl with, like, weird legs and shit?
What?
Yeah, she's like.
No, that wasn't her.
But she looks like glamour
shots. The midget
shots
with
face.
Cerebral palsy, but a hot face.
I know somebody that hit it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who hit it? Whisper.
I don't want to say
whisper,
that.
Whisper.
Okay,
this.
Come here.
Jeff Richards.
No, I was going to just say something. No. Throw somebody on the bus.
You can kind of hear your voice.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
With the beard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey,
and
man.
Everybody swears it's
pussy's
true.
Tight.
I heard that it's true, and everybody said it's true, and then...
yay for him.
I was talking to Rose last night. Big shout-out to my future ex-wife, bitch.
I think everybody wants Rose as a future ex-wife. I think... I mean, I would
I like
love
her boyfriend. He's a nice guy.
The tall guy with the beard?
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's socially awkward, but, I mean, that doesn't mean he's not a decent guy.
No, I don't think it's a bad dude at all. He's always
no,
been
he's
nice to me.
No, he's a super nice guy. I like him. But, yeah, when I first got together, I was like, that's strange. But, hey, it seems
yeah,
to work.
I did think it was strange.
Seems
like,
to work.
Why are you dating a guy
who
looks
gonna...
like he has the early stages of schizophrenia? But maybe he's just hey, socially awkward.
It seems to work.
None
and...
says bad boys more than hearing voices.
Yeah, right? No, it seems to work. And, you know, he's eventually going to die, especially if he keeps eating the cookies I keep giving him. So, good for...
That's a slow poison.
Yeah. Well, I can't just break
I
her
just
heart.
I just think
she
wants
slowly...
somebody she could do doggy style with without having, like, really spread open. You know? Right. Like, he's tall enough to hit it right.
Yeah. I just keep taking little snippets of her hair, and I'm just going to breed her. What am I going to do? Can't, yeah.
So
can't.
I'm happy they hit the cerebral palsy midget, who's hot.
I don't care that...
If there was, a playboy for cerebral palsy midget, like, for what she's got, she's hot.
Is she a comic or just a... person that hangs out there.
Yeah, hangs out there.
She hangs out there. Her Instagram's great. She seems pretty
What's
positive
her Instagram?
Person.
I want to see this broad.
Well, I'm not going to shit
well,
on
I'll
her.
Facts. Yeah, I don't want to
No, I mean,
nice about
I mean, can one of you text me?
Yeah
I'll text
I think
you
she's a nice person. I'm glad she got
she's
some
nice.
Quality
she's annoying.
Dick.
She's one of these people, and it has nothing to do with her handicap, and I actually admire her for coming around and having... She's got swagger. She's got swagger.
She's
so
the best
questions.
Looking person of what she has. Like if there's a magazine dedicated to cerebral palsy midgets, she would be centerfold every month.
Hot chick. She's hot chick cunty.
Is she?
For what she is, she should be.
What?
Nah.
Dude, at the Special Olympics, everybody's hitting on her.
Brenton, is she hot?
For what she is.
How does he not know who she
is? That little girl that always comes around the store, always wears
she's
cowboy
got, like,
hats,
weird
wears a lot of makeup.
Palsy.
She's always annoying.
But for what
okay.
she, yeah.
So you're the only
her
one.
Face is super cute.
Because what I'm saying is she has what if she was,
I know, this is gonna get out
normal,
that we're picking on her. I'm trying.
I'm not
to.
Picking on her at all.
No,
what I'm
you're not.
Is,
he picks on everyone.
I'm not picking on her. What I'm saying is, I don't care if you have special needs. If you're, you know,
what if you could
dwarf,
cure her by hitting
or if
it?
She was tall and had Rose's body. She is annoying. She's the kind of person that comes up and wants to take 50 selfies with people. Me and Theo are having a real serious talk. You know, he was going through some things.
Like what, man? I can't stop doing coke and jerking off, man.
Hey, man, I'm pretty positive my trunk is haunted.
Did you guys watch him with Nick Diaz?
No, Theo and Nick Diaz?
Yeah, that thing that Frankie tagged us all in, it was him on Opie and Anthony or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying like this show's
no,
happening.
No, it's a half hour interview. And,
yeah, it's great.
And Theo looks so like nervous to be around him. I well, mean, man, as I would be too.
He's an intimidating gentleman.
Did he tell you about it?
I haven't talked to him. He's in New York till today.
Did you see him help Nick take his jacket off?
I think he gets back.
I mean, I would have done that too, but it was interesting.
So here's my point. Let me defend about why I'm not, shitting on this poor girl. But what I'm saying is, if she was had Rose's body, she's the kind of girl that comes around there and just thinks because she's attractive, she can treat anybody the way she wants.
Yeah.
You know, and so we're talking, and she comes up, and Theo and I are talking. And she comes up and kind of interrupts us. And she goes, Theo, can I have a hug?
What?
And he's like, sure, cool, yeah, all right. Then he kind of gives her like one of these side hugs. And with his body language, is kind of saying, I'm talking here. Okay, I have come on, a real hug. Ugh.
So,
that's the kind of chick she
super
is.
Super positive attitude. And just
Now. Thousand selfies, constantly
Aaron,
interrupting people.
I can tell
people.
By the way Aaron's falling asleep, he doesn't agree with what you're saying.
I have no idea who this is. But I think it would be annoying.
Oh, dude, trust me. She's like sorority girl chick annoying.
She's super hot for a cerebral palsy midget, and that's all I got to say.
Don't get me wrong. There'd be things you could do with her in the sack that would be very, very fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. I'm glad. I bet she got retarded pussy, too. So happy for her. Got that cerebral palsy pussy.
I don't think she has cerebral palsy.
Or whatever she's got.
She's
good.
What it is.
I support her.
Well.
I support her.
Good for you. I do too. I just think it was shocking that she got laid.
Why? I'm not. Pussy gets you in the game, dude. I don't care what kind of pussy you got. You're in the game.
What's retard pussy exactly?
I don't know. It's special. Special. It's special.
Well, special sounds like it's a good thing, though.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It might be that good stuff.
But, no.
Let's get retarded in here.
Did you watch any of the championship games this weekend, college?
Yeah. Well, they weren't.
Well, you know what I mean.
They were
conference. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all next weekend.
I mean, does Ohio State just own Michigan at this point?
I don't know. I mean, in the last 6-7 years.
I mean, Harbaugh can't get over that fucking hump 2 years in a row. It's just.
Yeah, but it's not even his team yet.
Okay, let's talk about, though, who gets in the what? You don't agree with that?
No, he's been there 2 years. He was at the bottom.
That's what I'm saying.
At the bottom. He's built them up to where they were number two.
I'm just saying, dude, it's just there's something about Ohio State and that coach.
Well, I'm saying that, but you're talking about a team that was 500, and now they're like, they've been top five all
100%.
Year.
100%. I thought Harbaugh was Michigan's last chance.
He still has some of... That's not even all his players he's recruited yet.
I bet you.
He's had one season of recruiting.
I could see Ohio State coach. What's his name?
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer leaving very soon.
I don't know, man. He's
cut and run.
Pretty happy. I saw an interview, long interview with him the other day. I'm like, wow, this guy loves this fucking job and loves this place. Both those coaches are very passionate about that. Both of them have a history of starting and learning to coach in these areas.
Well, you know, they were talking about how Urban Meyer was, because they did a good piece on TJ Barnett. Is that his name? The quarterback? And how he got DUI and he let everybody down. They interviewed, the coach. And he's like, you know, well, I knew his character. I'm like, dude, this is a coach who coached a player who killed people. You know, and he knew about it. Like, he was shooting people. And he still let him play. Like, Urban Meyer isn't a saint. You ever heard that story that more people in the United States have died from, like, the 2007 Gators than from Zika or some shit like that? It was, like, this famous, this meme.
Do you believe that it is possible to work at a very high level of politics?
No.
Or
Pizzagate.
I haven't even finished the sentence yet. How are you answering this question? Do you think it's possible to work at a very high level of politics,
yeah,
or a very high level of college football and not have dirty hands or blood on your hands in
no,
any way, shape,
I've always
or form?
Said that. Like when they keep pounding on certain programs and they leave, you know, Duke basketball alone. It's like, make no doubts about it, Alabama is so important to the NCAA, Alabama football, that they look away. Even when players came out and said they got paid, that story went away.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely just the truth. It's just like, don't tell me Duke gets all these great players because they're a great program. Those players are all hired assassins. And it's just like, even UCLA, John Wooden, later on got busted for paying fucking guys to come play for UCLA way back in the day. But because that is such a brand, nobody wants to discuss it.
I'm going to say something crazy. And in no way am I defending or making any excuses for any of these on-campus entitled violations that these players commit or sexual misconduct that these players commit. But let me tell you this. If you pay these players like everybody says you should, and just indirectly admit that the NCAA is the minor leagues of basketball and it is the minor leagues of football, of the NFL, I mean, they have to announce they're going pro in college, you know what I mean, to get into the NFL. And so they say it's not the minor leagues. You're full of shit. You're in bed together. If you start paying these players like you should, and thusly, you can take money away from them for committing violations, does the number of violations go down? If I'm in a dicey situation with a girl, and I'm like, I better get these girls out of my apartment.
I better stop raping this chick.
No, I better get these fucking drunk bitches out of my apartment before I get all of my $33,000 taken away. I don't know. I'm not saying these guys are rapists that you're paying them to not rape. I'm not making that comment.
Here's your non-rape.
What I'm
stipend.
Saying is,
please don't rape anybody if you're going to take this stipend.
What do they get taken away from? They haven't.
What do you mean?
They're not getting paid, and they have an entire system of boosters and all these people that are secretly paying them and secretly covering their tracks on all of their crimes. How about you make that public, and it's like making weed legal? What happened when you made weed legal is illegal weed sales went down. Everybody made more money off of it, and you're eliminating the shitty person that's getting paid anyway.
So you're saying they should just pay them?
I'm saying you got to pay these NCAA athletes.
100%.
And I think when you do, you're going to see some of these stupid-ass, dumb-ass crimes go down because a lot of these guys are like, who gives a fuck? I can do whatever the fuck I want anyway. You can't find me.
There should
and I
be
got
a
these
way.
Boosters that are going to cover my tracks.
I'm being paid. I don't have steel crab legs.
Yeah. I think there should be a combination
exactly.
of stuff.
And I don't want to get fined. I better get this party out of my apartment or I'm going to lose all my goddamn money.
I think, the problem with paying players is places like Texas and USC and, you know, are going to be able to pay so much more because they're such bigger programs. But at this point, does that matter? Because it is so lopsided anyway.
I think that there is a NCAA kitty for Division One, and there's an NCAA.
Then the question
Division
comes
two.
Because, you know, these bitches, they won't let you, you know, good luck paying football and basketball and not paying women's basketball that doesn't generate nearly the amount of money.
I think it's a sliding scale.
I would agree with that, but good luck trying to convince that. In this political correct environment of universities, that it's actually
it's
about what you fucking generate, actually, than over being fair, they won't do it. It's
I mean,
just,
if you're a lesbian, let's just call it like we're calling it. If you're a lesbian on
well,
a lacrosse,
some hot chicks, and I think
know,
it used to be lesbianism.
Stuff.
Now I think just girls like sports and they're hot too.
I'm just saying, if you're a lesbian on a lacrosse scholarship, and yeah, there are. A rare supermodel on a lacrosse scholarship. But for the most part, you know, if you're on a lacrosse scholarship, and it's a free ride and $6,000 cash, or it's just a free ride, and yeah, the football players are getting $22,000, but you want $6,000 and a free ride, or you just want a free ride? It's just how it's going
to
be.
You know what I was thinking the other day would be a cool thing to do? Let people opt out of their scholarship and allow them to still play.
What do you mean?
Well, explain that.
Yeah.
Meaning, they keep saying, hey, you get a free ride. You shouldn't be getting paid to get a free ride. What if I opt out of scholarship?
Uh-huh.
I still want to play on this team. I don't need a scholarship. I'll pay my way and everything,
uh-huh.
But I also want to get sponsorship. I can have my own sponsorship.
I'll never let that happen. I know what you're saying, but
I mean, if you treat the NCAA what it is, which is the minor leagues,
absolutely,
you will let these guys kind of fucking create their own brand. Uh-huh. I mean, like, I'm now seeing college players in paid for commercials. That's too much. If you're not going to pay these guys anything?
Oh, dude. I mean, indirectly, they're in every fucking commercial. If you cut those promos that they shoot with all the highlights of, whatever player diving in the touch, like Fournette or any one of these top guys lighting it up in some clip montage that they go, hey, don't forget to watch Saturday. You get to see this guy light it up. We got this great Clemson-Michigan State matchup or whatever. They're using these guys' names all over the time. Go into the bookstore at UCLA. It's all their fucking football. It's not random numbers on these jerseys you can buy.
I wish basketball, and Aaron, hear me. I want your opinion on this.
Sure.
I wish basketball and football would be like baseball, where towards the end of the season they call up a lot of their young minors to see how they'll perform and whether they want to make the playoff roster. I wish that would be cool with the NCAA and the NFL and the NBA.
They're actually talking about getting rid of that in baseball, by the way.
I hate that. I would keep it. I love the thought of, okay, you have played in the NCAA, maybe not in football, because they're right around the same amount of time.
You can still get a Maurice Jones-Drew jersey with his name on it at UCLA's bookstore.
Just let me hear this out. So if I'm an NBA basketball player, I play my season. There's still 3 months left of the NBA season or 2 months left of the NBA season when the NCAA tournament ends. I would love it if I could draft a player, he stays in the NCAA, he gets a stipend from the pro league that pays his bill, 50 grand, pays his bills. Then when the NCAA tournament's done, he can go play in the pro team. He can go up and start playing in the NBA, start getting a little bit of that NBA training, and then when that season's done, he goes back to the NCAA and gets more playing time. I think there should be a third round in which lottery teams can draft high school players. And those players can either be play, get called right up, or do 2 years in the NBA, in the NCAA, and then after the third year, they can go pro. The team can make a decision on when after the first year or the second year. But they've been drafted, they get paid a certain amount of money, and they get to go pro.
I'm cool with the way shit is right now. I'm just saying pay these kids and acknowledge that that's the minor league. If I was an owner, I wouldn't want to invest in some guy for 2 years and pray to Jesus Christ he doesn't get injured. I just want to draft the guy that's playing for me next year, and then I'm going to be like, here's sign this contract. Here's all this money. Here's what you can't do. Don't be going skydiving. Don't be playing, you know what I mean? And you just sign a contract to say you're not going to be doing all that dumb shit. Don't be going ice skating. You know? But apparently...
Don't drive a motorcycle. That seems to be the worst.
Motorcycle's one. You know, don't be fucking around with scandalous bitches should be on these contracts.
Do we have any callers calling in?
I don't even have Skype on.
Oh, shit. Can we turn it on?
Sure.
Have you been...
Turn on the Skype. Let's get some calls. 323-282-7424. Call in. What are your thoughts on this? Nubba Nubba Nicka Nigoff, right? Khabib?
That was good.
He wants the interim belt for the 155. He wants to fight for the interim belt with Tony Ferguson, who I love. Tony Ferguson. Tony Ferguson's like a fucking drug lord who decided to fight everybody. He's got the drug lord energy, and I fucking love it. I think he'll get plowed by Nubba 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 Nakoff.
I like that.
I do think Khabib. I don't think anyone can stop him.
He wants interim because Conor's not fighting till
May. Yeah, till May, which isn't that long.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's a normal turnout for a guy.
They're just giving out interims left and right, yeah, so might as well just pop another
just
one
gonna
in
ruin
there.
The belt.
Just strip all Connie Mack's belts.
That's
Connie
stupid.
Max. I don't mind. Listen, the 145 strip, I'm cool with because he hasn't defended in over a year.
And he's not
going to. He's never going to.
He's not
going
to.
Yeah.
They just worded that in a way that makes it look dramatic to hype up a card that now is pretty shitty and was dicey going in.
Who's on the card? Oh, that's the one that
Honestly,
so
like,
they're
kind of
like,
even...
they just reworded, they just regifted something that was already, like the real fans know, yeah, of course, he's never going to defend that.
Yeah.
Eventually, he's just going to do that typical boxing thing where he's like,
question,
holding it over a trash can and he's like, I didn't even want it anyway.
Question.
Yes, Sam.
When's the last time Daniel Cormier fought? Was it against Anthony Johnson?
Johnson, yeah.
Yeah.
And how long ago was that?
Half a year, maybe. 6 months.
Wait, didn't he fight?
4 months.
I know
months.
He fought.
What's that? Gustafsson?
Yeah, he fought him, but what was first?
Johnson was second, I thought. Well, nonetheless, he is.
He's bowed out. You remember? He was supposed to.
Oh, don't forget about Silva. Remember he fought Silva at UFC 200?
Oh, that's a good 200, point.
200, yeah.
Gustafsson before that. So it was that July, was it. October, and May.
But he's pulled out two of his last three fights.
Yeah. And they just signed him for like 8 more fights, and he's 36.
That's gross. There is an argument that they should have an interim belt with him. There is an argument.
Yeah.
There's also an argument that it's like, let's stop throwing on all these interim belts.
Yeah, how about the intercontinental belt? That's
how about
what
everybody fucking? How about you start clear? How about you start letting some smoke clear in the top five, top six of every division, and every single person stop saying, "Well, I want a title shot right now." You know what I mean?
Well, you know, one guy did got title. Now everybody's doing it.
Yeah,
Khabib should fight Ferguson. The winner of that fights Conor McGregor next. That's how the fight should be.
I would like the UFC to start getting... I do like the sensationalism. I do like the general showmanship and sportsmanship. But everybody can't be Roddy Piper. Everybody can't be Mayweather. Everybody can't be the mouthy guy that... everyone can't be Terrell Owens. Let's... Hey, man, be a fucking Barry Sanders, hand the ball to the ref, and go back to the sidelines.
Well,
need more of those guys.
One guy's trying to be Pablo Escobar, and that's Tony Ferguson. I mean, dude, this guy looks like he's gacked out in coke.
Just
because
of how he looks?
Oh, no, the way he talks, he's sweating. We got a call. Thoughts? You're on with Punch Drunk Sports.
What's going on, Sam?
Hey, what's the word? Who is this?
Garnet from Winnipeg.
What's up, buddy? Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the tickets. Thanks for the picture of the gorgeous fucking gorgeous Russian hooker that sat near us. It was fucking sweet.
So on this Toronto card, and mind my voice, I've been sick ever since I got back from L.A.
Well, that's what you get for sucking on Tebow's dick.
Is it withdrawals?
I was going to go to this card in Toronto. And now this card's turned into shit.
Yeah, I feel really bad because Toronto's
Who else
huge...
is on it, Nanny?
It's Cerrone, but he bores me, guys. He's
Cerrone?
On every fight card.
Yeah, and I respect that.
Listen to this chick. You're like, you ever watch, like, Maury Povich? And the woman's like, you didn't show me any attention. He's like, I work 5 jobs. She's like, he fights too much.
That's how I feel about him.
He fights too much.
He fights like 6 times a month. I'm so bored.
Yeah, it's like,
Cerrone versus Matt Brown.
That's a great fight.
Yeah, but because Cerrone's fought everybody.
But do you respect that at all?
I do respect it, but
honestly...
You
were showing my attention, so I fucked all the black guys in the neighborhood.
I just hate when it was like, oh, Cerrone's fighting. It's like, yeah, he's going to fight next week, too.
So retarded.
Cub Swanson versus Doohoo Choi?
Okay, that is a bad one.
I like Cub Swanson.
I love him.
If that's our third fight on this card,
yeah,
they got problems.
And then fourth is Tim Kennedy versus Kevin Gastelum.
Wow.
And then
that's a pay-per-view.
Yeah, and then the fifth, I don't even know. Jordan Mayne and
when
Neil
is that
Weber
fight?
Make.
When is that
it's
fight?
The 10th.
Of December?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You know, they're
Tim
back.
Kennedy, Tim Kennedy offered to step in for the main event to fight Johnson, and apparently turned it down.
Of course he is. Johnson's like, why am I going to fuck this up? They should have Johnson fight somebody for the interim belt. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, who would even fight for the interim title? There's nobody up there.
At 205?
Yeah.
It's a garbage division now.
How about seeing if what's-his-face could go? The Armenian that just fought. He didn't take too much damage.
No. He's a black guy. Sorry.
No, Gegard Mousasi. He just fought, but it wasn't that much damage. He blew through.
He's light heavyweight?
Yeah, he's 205.
Uh-huh. I'd love to see Gegard at 205. The guy's actually starting to talk a bit now and call people out. He's been fighting since he was like 12 years old. He's got like 50 fucking fights.
Yeah, and he's Armenian, so you know he brings it.
Number two is Gustafsson. Number three is Glover Teixeira. That's who I was talking about.
Oh, Teixeira?
Oh, Teixeira just got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, that's who I thought you were talking about.
Anthony Johnson beat both those guys up pretty bad.
And then Ryan Bader, and then Jimmy Manuel, and then OSP. Bader. Yeah,
wow. Bader's on a good run, but his last fight with
he got necked out.
That was his last contract. Last fight on his contract.
They're gonna send him to Bellator.
Not a good run though. There's not many names up there, and he's a tough winner. There's not much competition at 205, man. There's a lot of old guys there.
God, I wish they'd let John Jones come back and fight. They won't do it by the 10th, but that'd still be sweet.
What's GSP's big announcement he has today? Or tomorrow?
I think it's going to be the announcement of a fighters union.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of guys involved in it, and I think they're going to pull the trigger on it.
I hope they do, and I hope you know what, if I was John Jones, you know, if Conor McGregor really wanted to go down as the greatest ever, he would join that union. I mean, the star power he has, that's why the actors union got shit, because none of the big name actors stood up for the little actors. They're like, I gotta get mine, I don't want to piss anybody off. If Conor McGregor, who the fucking sun rises and sets on in MMA, fucking said, I'm joining this union, game over. What would they do? They're not gonna allow Conor McGregor to fucking fight?
No, they need some. They need him.
They need him. They should be over there.
Now's the time, though. Now's the time they have to do it, because John Jones is going to be done
should
too.
Do it too. John Jones, with all the shit he's going on in his life, if there's ever a time for him to stand the fuck up and just try to get some street cred with his own fucking people in MMA, join that fucking fight. Ronda Rousey, who is on the way out.
Oh, God, yeah.
If you're on the way out, man, join the fucking fight union.
Well, you look at the Reebok, like, money that they're getting compared to what, like, GSP was making from Under Armour, and, like, Silva used to be with Nike, or Doom was with Nike. Like, and then look at what the minimum guys get paid in the NFL, MLB, NBA.
100%. That Reebok deal set the sport back, in my opinion.
Like shit.
And it really...
I do not... I agree that I do not like the look of it. I'm cool with everything going uniform. I'm cool with, like, let's try to do that. I think that's kind of a neat thing for the sport. But I don't. I think they're ugly.
Tweet. Someone said, "I agree with Fight Nanny. I've seen Cowboy more than I've seen my daughter this year."
So she needs to get her shit together.
That's really funny.
Sounds like someone's a shitty father.
Is that a guy or a girl?
A guy.
Of course it was.
We're not judging you, sir. We're not judging you.
No, we're totally judging you.
We're totally judging you.
I mean, really, if you think if he's like divorced and he only gets his kid every other weekend, maybe that's the way that's true.
You guys ever watch WKRP in Cincinnati?
Of course.
What was the one cool jock's name? This jockey? The one with the mustache and the glasses?
They all kind of were.
Well, it's Howard Hessman as an actor.
What was his character?
Didn't somebody just die from that show?
I'm surprised they're all... Oh, yeah, the black guy? No, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyways, Tebow's starting to look like he works for...
I'll take it.
Dr. Johnny something.
Dr. Johnny Feelgood.
Something like that.
So be like a radio DJ.
All right, guys.
Right
that's
now,
your dream job.
Your sunglasses.
good times. So listen.
Well, guys, I got to go. I just want to say
no! You never leave!
I'm sick as a dog. I got to go Jets game tonight. So I just want to
All right, man. Are they doing well? Are they doing well?
It's getting hot in here.
Dr. Johnny Fever, by the way.
Dr. Johnny Fever.
Johnny Fever. Yeah.
Dr. Tebow Fever. You got that Tebow Fever. You got that Teb Fever. I don't know what's going on, dude. The problem, yeah. I mean, like, Cormier gets hurt a lot. I think Anthony Johnson's going to get him on this fight.
Anybody will. He's temporarily holding that belt. Everybody knows it. And so is fucking Bisping, and everybody knows it. And I'm
Bisping
sorry.
Bisping to who?
What's that?
For who?
Bisping's.
You think Bisping is a dominant champ that's just going to hold that belt for the next
few
years?
Dude, if you take away...
He's very beatable.
He is beatable, but if you take away the guys who weren't busted for roids or TRT, like, you take away those losses, he's beating everybody.
I'm not saying he hasn't had a lustrous career.
The guys who beat him have all been busted for steroids.
I'm not saying he hasn't had a lustrous career. I'm saying he's long in the tooth. He does not have two title defenses in him.
This next one's going to be a hard one.
He does not have two... He does not have that belt in three fights.
You think he's going to lose his eye to Yoel Romero?
I think he could lose his eye to a fucking ketchup packet right now. Gone awry at an In-N-Out burger.
We got a call. Bisping, longtime champion. Hi, where are you calling from?
Cool.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, with Punch Drunk.
Oh,
they get so scared. They hear the nanny breathing. They explode on themselves three times, like gets Frank Surfer. Now, when the first time that happened, you know the nurse was like, okay, that happens. He's an older man. Second time, it's like, okay.
That's what I said. Well, that was
pump the brakes. Once pump the brakes.
Once he was telling that whole story, you know how everybody will just ask questions and shit. I was like, yeah, Don, I have a question for Schizo. What did she say the second time you came? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The first one, you're just like, whoa, whoopsie doozies. But the second time, you got to be like, oh, God, I got to... Barbara, you knew you shouldn't take the night shift, and now look at us. Look at us, Barbara. Everything was great. No, we wanted to go back to work. We're going to get our medical degree. Now I'm mopping up cum from a guy where
now,
I'm doing
now, the question is, it like a baby that pees in you when you take off his diaper, and you just take it out of the base, like, psst, right in your face?
I feel like one was that quick.
The first one had to be like a cannon shoot for distance. Just, you got schizo jizz right on your face. Like, it had to be like some weird fucking.
I said, I mean, because you got to figure. I mean, as a man, you know, three loads in 15 minutes. That's really pulling the rabbit out of the hat.
So you may never come again.
I go on the third one. Was it just a sign that said "bang" like a stick, like those old guns?
Did Team people classic. Just barge in classic. And throw hats at him.
Yeah, that would have been. See, that would have been cool. Everyone throws their surgical hats down for the old hat trick. And he wouldn't really answer what she said. And that was my number one question.
Was he like, shy?
Not shy enough to blow three loads in 10 minutes.
He can't help that.
This guy's fucking spraying the room down like one of those fountain fucking sprinklers in the yard where the little kids come and running and jumping through it all.
So funny, dude.
So funny. We got a real... By the way, how are you doing in the Punch Drunk main league?
I'm not sure. Let me look.
I have a lockdown on first place after butt-fucking Anthony Johnson. We started off Thursday hot and heavy with a big fucking, like, it was 50 to 47 right just after Thanksgiving's days. But then something in me goes, uh-uh. I like Anthony Johnson. He seems like a great dad and a great coach and a good guy. But that's not going to stop me from spraying down.
Oh, I'm not good, dude. I'm out.
Are you like a three-win sitch?
I'm out. It looks like it's, I mean, it's the top two from each league or the top four total?
I think it's, well, if you go what, top two, I think it's divisional. Is Mickey Gall still in first?
Mickey Gall's in first.
Who
you're
else?
You're in first.
Yeah.
Jamie Vernon of Rogan's boy. And, Vicente's the other one. I can't believe I'm not even going to make the fucking playoffs. But in the Punch Drunk Basketball League? I am murdering everybody.
Well, that's your sport of choice, anyways. I would imagine you to be good at fantasy basketball. My problem with fantasy basketball is it's a fucking part-time job. Fantasy baseball's a full-time job.
Yeah,
fantasy baseball.
It's not that hard. You actually all you do is look at your lineups every day, and you just it's really easy.
Yeah,
but I love it.
I like fantasy football. I'm like, oh, I bet I have to set my lineups Tuesday night in case anything horrible happens to me before Thursday, because I always have this thing as a fantasy football player. Like, I got to set my lineups in as early as possible because I have no clue what is going to happen to me from Wednesday to Saturday. You know what I mean?
What do you know? Like, you might die?
Yeah, I might go. I might get arrested. I might go on some alcoholic bender. Like, we're all loose cannons.
Why don't you have more faith in yourself?
Have you not seen my track record in 44 years?
I have, but, like, arrested is extreme.
No, it's happened!
You know what's so funny? I didn't hear from my
wife. I was in jail on a Saturday night, and I was like, thank God I got my lineup in.
Are you serious?
100% serious.
Jesus.
You're laying in a top bunk of a fucking jail. You got a lot to think about. I'm like, God, I wish I could look at my fantasy team.
What season was this?
I mean, whatever, years ago.
I feel like you should have higher priorities in life than like
3 or 4 years
sure
ago.
But he's on a sports podcast.
Four years ago, in jail,
that's what you're worried about. You should be like, I really need to get my life together.
You have a lot of thoughts, and I'm just saying one of them was, thank God.
Your life together is winning your fantasy football league. How? That's a great way to see that you got your shit in gear.
One of those thoughts that you have, yeah, of course, you have all those kind of thoughts. This isn't that kind of show, though. Yeah, you have all those kind of thoughts. And, you know, since that happened, a lot of things have turned around. But you know what I still do? Set my lineup on a Tuesday just in case. And that's how you get your names on trophies, Candace.
Have you won a football fantasy football league?
Have you not been in the store and seen? Oh, by the way.
I haven't been to the store.
I noticed something. Well, if you've been there in the last couple of years and looked at the bar, you see someone's name on the trophy. You see someone else's name on the trophy.
Where's the trophy?
Right behind
the bar.
In the front?
Yeah.
The front bar?
You probably can't see. Rose is so tall, it blocks your vision.
I like Rose. She always gives me
It's hard to not look at her fun bags. Sam, you know what I noticed, though? Because I was looking at the trophy last night when I was there. I was kind of, okay, let me think about what I'm going to wear. You know, visualizing my name on it in a couple weeks. And, you know, it's your name, it's my name, it's Adam's name, and then it's Nost and whoever else above that. But the last couple winners are you and Adam and I. Which, by the way, four-way tie for first place. The last four winners are four-way tied for first place. You got to admit, that's been a fun league.
That's a sign of champions.
Sign of champions. But Adam's name, which he got to the last win, he's the current reigning champ, his name on the plaque is bolder, darker, stands out. The rest of them are exactly the same. He got his own plaque made, and it's really bolder and darker and stands out.
You're kidding, right?
On my life, I confronted him on it last night.
And
so guess what? I'm bedazzling it. If we get to make our own plaques and put them on there, my shit's going to look circus stupid.
He literally went
my
paid
shit's
for
look
it?
Circus stupid.
He told you he went paid for it?
Somebody did. I'm sure Matt Nost didn't make his darker and more italicized and bolder and fatter print. My shit's going to look like an 8-year-old girl did it. My shit's going to be bedazzled. I'm going to have like a fucking, it's going to look like a game of mousetrap spelling out the team.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous.
You're going to have to duck when you walk into the back bar to see this shit.
Can we talk some NBA?
We sure can, Sammy.
The Warriors are starting to turn it on and it's fucking scary.
You knew it was going to happen. No surprises there.
What do you mean there's no surprises? I mean, they got some interesting games coming up. I mean, it's not till Christmas that they play the Cavs.
Is there a scenario they don't make the playoffs?
No. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs. The Clippers were trying to keep up with them, but I just knew it was going to happen when you don't have a reliable three.
There's no scenario where the Clippers have a better record than them at the end of the season. But I do see it, in my opinion, I do see a scenario where the Clippers beat them in the playoffs, though.
I do, too.
Clippers get a two. You know, Golden State gets a one. Clippers get to two.
Which is what I want.
Which is what I want. There's a scenario where we get a beat-up, tired-ass Golden State and a fired-up, young J.J. Redick and the boys.
I know you want to slurp that dick, dog, but I just... I think we will look back on this Clipper time, and these are the golden days of Clippers, that we will go, Doc's reliance on your homoerotic friend will be what held us back. What held us back was that
I don't think so.
That we had a 6 foot three shooting guard and a 6 foot point guard and a non scoring three, and we just they allowed to just key up on our all time great point guard who's only 6 foot, and they wore him down.
I don't think that's gonna happen. I think JJ Redick is handsome. I bet he slow dances good.
That's all that matters.
And I wouldn't mind.
Would you be the inside spoon with him?
Yeah, he wants him to fist his asshole.
I want. Hey, you stop it. First of all, I never said I want him to fist my asshole.
Yes,
I want him to put the three fingers in my asshole and then do that shotgun thing with his hand and then get a video of that.
Okay, so that's not fisting you, that's fingering you. Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say I want him to finger me with one finger. I want him to put three fingers in my ass. That little
three finger you.
That A-OK three ball thing that he does. You know what I mean? And then I want him to do that thing that they also do.
Yeah, I see. Where they pump the shotgun?
Yeah. And then I want to beat off and then maybe me and him
would
go get tacos.
Would you come three times like the fucking schizophrenic surfer?
It depends how much I like. I've never had the three ball in my ass. If I really like that and if that's hitting some spots that I didn't even know existed.
We got a call. Hopefully it's from J.J. Redick.
I might fire three cannonballs off of the ship.
J.J. Redick, are you there? Hello? You're on with Punch Drunk.
What's happening?
Hey, man. How are you? Thanks for calling in to Punch Drunk Sports. We'd love to hear what you have to say. What do you have to say, buddy?
I'm actually sitting in New Zealand right now, so
oh, just
watching the replays in NFL.
That's like we're near Nebraska, right? That's fucking far away.
It's kind of like just west of Nebraska.
Let me ask you something. How close to Australia is New Zealand?
About 5 hours flight.
About, I like
so
it.
It's like way deeper on its own. Because every time they talk, like they'll always be like, you know, it's like they talk about you guys like you're the same country. At least out here they do, and you're totally not.
Totally not the same country.
Yeah,
kind of like America and Canada. Same sort of rivalry.
Like talk about the wars you guys used to have. Like you guys would invade Australia and kill their dingoes and fuck their women, right?
Either we just lost them or he hung up on us.
Oh,
you
well
guys were,
done.
We're losing it.
How are we losing it?
Because someone hung up on us twice today.
God damn it, Nanny.
I forgot we even took calls on the show.
I
haven't
did
done
too.
That in weeks.
You have locked in. Yeah, that's because lately we've been having like three or four people.
I know last night I was told there was no room for me again. Imagine if I didn't show up, it would have just been you two.
And me.
You're always here, Aaron. You're the only reliable one.
Have you locked? Are you positive that you have locked in this bet against Ari for the asshole bleaching?
I mean,
because it's not record. Because record, you guys are pretty damn close, and anything can happen.
He turned it down. He never wanted to do the Cowboys bet. I go, you want to have a bet with the Cowboys?
No, I'm saying you guys, your bet is just playoffs. And had he done the other one, he would have a chance.
He
has no chance.
Yes,
you guys might even be able to clinch next week. Let me look at this. 9-2.
Because
Chiefs are right on.
I really wanted Denver to win that game.
I bet you did. You feel about the Chiefs the way I feel about Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa's coming on.
They're knocking on our door. They're one game
behind. You still got them, though.
Well, we're already done playing them. We split with them.
You still got them, though.
They're starting to gel. They're one of those teams that, like you're saying, I wouldn't want to see them in the fucking wild card game.
You know,
because they're gelling now.
Tampa?
They're not a team that came in hot like, you know, once Brady came back, New England was just New England again. Tampa, you know, they lost a couple close games early when they were starting to figure out who they really are. Now they know. I'm starting to really like Jameis Winston.
I'm so happy.
You always liked him.
Happy he's doing well. I mean, like, I feel like people were rooting against him when he got drafted number one.
What a great charismatic leader, and especially in the huddle. You see some of these mic'd up things where he's in the huddle, or you see how he talks to his teammates in the locker room or before the game. You're kind of like, okay, I drink your Kool-Aid.
Dude, he was
like,
hungry.
If I was his receiver, I might throw my body out there a little bit more for this guy.
I think he's a great passer, pinpoint. Dude, by the way, pinpoint pass. Did you see that one pass Aaron Rodgers put, like, last night in the game where he put it in the only place it could get to.
Yeah.
Over the top shoulder of the – I was like, oh, my God.
He's still got a touch. He's got the touch. Is he married to What's-Her-Face or are they just boyfriend, girlfriend?
I wonder if she pegs him in the ass.
She is known to be into some hot and heavy stuff.
Like some weird shit, like Olivia Munns, right?
Yeah, Olivia Munns, yeah.
Munns, right? I bet she pegs him in the ass. That's big. Have you been asked to peg a guy in the ass? Would you strap it on if Nick Diaz wanted you to peg him in the ass?
I would.
For Nick, yeah, but...
You would peg Nick in the ass.
That'd be so funny. You don't... Come on, wouldn't you guys love that if I could come on here and be like, guess what I did this weekend?
I pegged Nick Diaz in the ass.
Yeah.
If JJ wanted me to peg him in the ass, I'd say yeah, but I'd use my real dick and not tell him.
I'm cool with you being openly gay about him. JJ Rack. Like, I'm cool with that.
Dude, but see, this is what's fucking pissing me off, man. I'm not saying anything gay, and I don't want to do anything gay with the guy. I just want to have a couple bros hanging out, having some moments, maybe talking about the Gilmore Girls. Spoiler alert, Rory's pregnant at the end. And he puts three fingers in my ass and does that. You know that thing where they're like, it's like a fucking shotgun? He does that in my ass, and then maybe we kiss later. And he tells me he loves me. That's not gay! Ugh, Aaron, this is bullshit.
You're making Aaron laugh, and it hurts. Well, guys, we had a fun show, huh?
Yeah, let's wrap it up because Daddy needs a new pair of cigarettes. That's what I say now.
I get it.
Oh, you do? How's Dana, by the way? I haven't seen Dana in forever.
Dana's doing great.
I got to come hang out.
Complain. She's a grown-ass woman. She's starting a new dog walking service.
Really?
If you live in Los Angeles, you want your dog walked by a woman who loves animals, go to Pollyanna's Pets.
How cute.
I just want to also say, fuck the Patriots.
Why?
Come on.
Can
bro.
I ask Patriots. You something? Why are the Patriots the number one seed over the Raiders?
I mean, what do you mean?
They have it 1-2. Why are the Patriots ranked higher than the Raiders?
You're both in first.
But when they seeded in the playoffs,
you both get home field advantage.
But what happens if we all get to the end? Who gets that final game?
But it depends who beats who in the wild cards and all that. You're saying right now you guys are technically tied. You have the same winning percentage. But then it probably goes conference. They probably have a better. Are you undefeated in your own conference?
No, we lost one.
Who beat New England?
But they lost to Buffalo.
Beat New England.
Yep, the Bills.
So you both lost one in your division.
Yep.
Yeah, then it goes down to like point scored.
Or it could be NFL bias against the Raiders.
I think it goes division. I think it goes conference. I think it goes points scored.
And then it goes fuckability of your quarterback.
But dude, you guys will be fine either which way. You're going to get one or two.
We're undefeated on the road, by the way.
Both your losses are at home?
Yeah, one to you faggots. And then the other one to the Kansas City Chiefs, which I'm pissed. That's why I want them to lose to Denver.
Oh, they got a half a game. They up a half a game on them.
Look at their schedule. Kansas City's got a hard schedule, homeboy.
Really, man, to me, it's always just about injuries. Like, who is healthy and who isn't? Let me see who the Chiefs.
Well, what's going on with Derek Carr and that pinky? Is he fine?
Yeah, he's fine.
When that happened, I was like, God, and I know how you felt when...
He just jammed his pinky.
Got kneed in the head by a roided out Cuban.
It was really rough.
Hey, I'm sure you breathed you held your breath a little bit there.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a broken pinky on his throwing hand, right-handed, yeah, on his throwing hand. Like, if that thing is broken, you're like,
Yep. I do like our backup cook. I think he's good. He's not Carr, though.
I thought it was McGloin or whoever that fucking...
Yeah, but then after him is Cook. I really like Cook.
I mean, can you really like a third-string quarterback?
Yeah, I do, dude.
You want that guy on the field in the playoffs?
No, I want Carr, but I'm saying, like, I'm fine with our backups.
I mean, if he was good, he would have been the guy that came in instead of McGloin.
There were predictions that he would unseat Carr by mid-season. I'm like, you guys are nuts.
By who? His mom?
No, by, like, there were... Dude, don't make fun of his mom. His mom listens.
There's no way, dude. One dude has a Cook jersey. Cook. Barely.
Well, guys, it's been a great episode. Ari is offensive.
Well, he was in town. We hoped he could come by, but I understand. I get it. Good luck with your special, Ari. Guys, don't forget, SeatGeek, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $20 off. BetDSI, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets 10 free bucks to gamble with. I'll be doing my five-team parlay later, so if you guys, I'll be adding PUNCHDRUNK and BetDSI on it. So if you want to use it for that, it's a kiss of death. I'm the kiss of death. Caveman Coffee, Amazon, all the usual things, guys. We love you. Thank you so much. And all things, all t-shirts, yeah, all comedy t-shirts.com.
Sit on my lap.
Get your PUNCHDRUNK swag, suckers. Suck it.